It was a bad tornado, I'll tell you. It went through my, blowed this window out, went through my, went hauled. They always haul a tornado watch. And you, I thought, well, it's just going to be a watch. It don't never do nothing, you know, but it, this and done it.
I'm Pastor Bob Dassel of the Appison Baptist Church in Appison, Tennessee. And our community got hit pretty hard by a tornado.
My name is Virginia Miller. I live in Appison on Bates Road. And this morning, my husband Tim and I are still cleaning up after the tornadoes of April the 27th, 2011. It happened Wednesday night. The tornado came through, but it hit here at 8:32.
My daughter lives down the road there, and she called and she said, Daddy, you come down here? And I said, why? And she said, the tornado is hitting Ringo. I said, let me look. I went to the door. When I tried to open the door, it wasn't open. And all at once, I got hard breathing, and I heard lumber cracking and a popping. I said, oh, it's already here to myself. And about that time, something hit me in the head right here and knocked me down on the floor. I don't know if I ever got up on my feet or not.
Hit and blowed two double-wide trailers. I lost my daughter, my son-in-law, and the neighbors, Don Christian and Dot Christian. Blowed them away.
The double-wide that was next to us actually twisted, and everything came into our yard. There was one over there, and it twisted and went the opposite direction. And then there was the second double-wide here, and it all of it came this way and landed here. Two people in each double wide, and all four died that night.
When I woke up, I was laying out in the yard, I guess 20 or 30 feet from the house. I don't know how long I laid there. I have no idea. I reckon wind took me out. I have no idea how I waked up in the yard. So when I woke up and I looked around, there wasn't no place to get, and it was sprinkling rain pretty good. So I said, I got to do something. Nothing across the road, nothing on the side of me, but there's one house right this side of me. So I came down there, walked down there, and they finally came to the door. But that time, oh, I was terrible looking.
And I was laying in this bedroom, and it lifted the roof up and just laid it back down. So I guess it wasn't my time to go.
You do learn a lot of lessons, you know, about when the unexpected happens. And you learn about when something like that happens, there's the initial shock.
The next morning when we walked out and saw everything, it was just unbelievable.
There wasn't nothing around. You couldn't see nothing but this pile of lumber, debris of all description, trees down everywhere.
Nothing but trash, you know, and debris.
No house at all. Nothing. Mine was on top of a little knoll right there. That was my house. And it ended up scattered all down through there.
There was people pulling out, taking pictures. It was almost like bumper-to-bumper traffic.
We actually had to wait because with the two dying on our property, the police said it was a crime scene, and they had to clear it before we could actually have people come in to help us because Mrs. Christian actually was dismembered, and we found the body parts. They happened Wednesday night. We found some on Friday, more on Monday.
Then the next phase of it started being of from all over the place, from Georgia and Alabama, here in Tennessee. We had some from Virginia that wanted to come and help with the cleanup. A lot of chainsaws.
People came here where we never saw before. They came in from California and everything over there. They come in here in trucks and stuff to help, and some of them brought bobcats and stuff with them, and they came.
And what was overwhelming then is the reality that so many people from so many different places wanted to do what they could do. Well, we probably thought a lot of folks would have said, Appison, what?
I had a guy came from, he was a pro football player. He came by that Saturday evening after the tornado. He come up and it all dressed up. And he walked up there and he said, are you the owner of this? And I said, yeah, what's left? He said, I'm not from here. Said, I've been to Florida on vacation. And said, I came back and I heard about this. I've got some money that I want to give you. Sunday morning, he came back and he had on a pair of blue jeans and he worked all day Sunday.
It brings out either the best in people or it can even bring out the bad in people. 95%+ of it was great, but there was just that little tiny percent that you were disappointed in the way they acted.
Because absolute strangers were willing to step in and help, but then others came in and actually were looting.
Whatever they could pick up, but it wasn't tied down. You got extremes in a situation like this. You've got people that are overwhelmingly willing to help, but then there's the ones that want to undermine, steal, take advantage of.
Well, there was this lady that came in, and I should also share, there were stores that gave new clothes, you know, not old clothes, but new clothes for people that needed them. Well, this lady came in and it caught our folks' eye that she came back day after day. She only got really good stuff. She was getting stuff that wasn't her size. Turns out she was actually coming over here and trying to find new stuff for her to put in her yard sale. So we had to tell her she couldn't come back. Then it came to where there were groups that were coming, not with chainsaws, but with hammers, helping people now to start rebuilding.
I don't know. It's just kind of a bears on your mind all the time, you know. I just don't know exactly tell you how it feels, but you just can't get over it. You just keep bearing on your mind.
I stayed with my son 6 weeks, and they had to take me to the hospital up there because I passed out at the flea market. And they didn't know what was wrong with me. They thought I had a heart attack or a stroke, so it was depression. And I don't know, it's bad. It's bad. I didn't know depression could do you that way, though. I've never had nothing that bad. Well, I know you're not supposed to ask, question God, but I said, why her? Wasn't it me? Because I'm 87 years old, and she was only 60, living a good life. But, you know, I thought God didn't take the kids before they do you know? And I think of them every day goes by, I think of, she's in a better place. She's going to have to operate on her knee again. They done it once, and now she don't have to have it operated on. She's in a better place. And I dreamed, I seen her in heaven, and she's just a life and a cutting up, having a good time.
I'm going to take you down Appison Pike to Clonce Road, where 4 people died. There was nothing through here except trees and an overhang. It was like driving through a tunnel with the trees on both sides, and now you can see there's nothing. I'll take you on up and show you a little bit more. You can still see people have just left the twisted trees. And these are pretty much have been redone. This one in the process of being redone. it's difficult, as I said, to come out and see what's not there anymore. We had between 150 and 200 trees here that are gone. We moved out here, what, 86?
It looks like it did in 1986 when we bought it.
And it was pretty much pasture, so we planted pecans, peach, nectarine, apple, cherry trees, grapevines, pear trees, and you can see what we have left. We have a few pecan trees, and that's about it. So it just kind of is heart-wrenching to step outside.
If there's a pine tree in my yard, I'm going to cut it down because that's what all snapped off, what caused most of the damage. And then anything close to the house, I'll cut everything, all of my trees here next to the house.
Yeah, it makes you a whole lot different person. I just don't know how to tell you it is, but it's a different feeling altogether. Seems like things ain't exactly right or something, you know. You can go over now in the sunshine, you can just see glitters everywhere, you know. It'll always be there, lights will. Every time you look, there's nothing there. You can see it over there, you know, it's just plumb gone. But it's getting better. Hopefully it'll get better as we go along. It's something you won't never forget.